The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Read by Rebecca Burns. This recording of the full-length reading of The Wizard of Oz was produced in 1996 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. L. Frank Baum was born in New York State in the year 1856. And died in 1919. He invented stories for his children at their bedtime, and their favorite was always the story about the Land of Oz. So in 1900, he published The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, which became an overnight success. Hardly a more popular children's book has ever been published, and the book started a series that grew to 30 or more separate books about the adventures of the people of the Land of Oz. This book is dedicated to my good friend and comrade, my wife. Chapter 1. The Cyclone. Dorothy lived in the midst of the great Kansas prairies, with Uncle Henry, who was a farmer, and Aunt Em, who was the farmer's wife. Their house was small, for the lumber to build it had to be carried by wagon many miles. There were four walls, a floor, and a roof, which made one room. And this room contained a rusty-looking cooking stove, a cupboard for the dishes, a table, three or four chairs, and the beds. Uncle Henry and Aunt Em had a big bed in one corner, and Dorothy a little bed in another corner. There was no garret at all, and no cellar, except a small hole dug in the ground, called a cyclone cellar, where the family could go in case one of those great whirlwinds arose, mighty enough to crush any building in its path. It was reached by a trap door.